Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking gelato, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/issuesETC.
Well, the remainder of Issues Etc. today is Soundbite of the Week. If you've never played before, it's a very simple game. It hardly has any rules, in fact. We play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, interviews that we've done with guests. Sometimes it's callers. We just choose these soundbites because they strike us when we hear them as something we want our listeners to hear again for whatever reason. And then we play them for you on Friday afternoon, and you get a chance to vote for Soundbite of the Week. You can vote by either calling, and callers get top priority, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote for a soundbite because you like it or because you don't like it, because you agree with it or because you don't agree with it. You might even just find it remarkable or funny or any reasons. Your reasons are your own, but when you vote, tell us your name, where you're listening, and why you're voting for that particular soundbite of the week. Now, the best reason gets what we call the LPR bundle package. We'll give it to the person with the best reason. They didn't have to be a person who voted for the winner. The LPR bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pen. You can also vote by emailing us, talkback@issuesetc.org, right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter your votes at IssuesETC, at IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number one. It's Pastor Scott Murray from a recent conversation, and he's talking about preachers who don't preach law and gospel.
What I'm worried about is the people who have to listen to the crap that they call preaching. This is very sad. I mean, I hear this especially from retired clergy lamenting, you know, how they have to hunt around for a parish where law and gospel are properly divided in preaching. And the result is that God's people are fed something other than the divine word, accusing our sin, and then telling us of the great salvation in Christ. We don't want to just make friends with the law so that we're nice and close. We want to have the law kill us, put us to death, destroy us, so that the gospel can really give us life. If that's what's being preached, then people will truly have life. But if we don't preach the law against our sin, this isn't living. Let's kill them so that Christ can raise them. This is what we want to do. So we're lulling our people to death if we're not preaching the full law with all its ferocity and the gospel with all of its luscious grace.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two, Pastor Bill Swirla on: was Jesus a senseless death?
Contemplate the death of Jesus, an innocent man being crucified for doing no wrong. Everybody says he did no wrong. And a holy man, a just man, one who did miracles in the name of God, and yet God seems to have turned his back on him. I mean, if you're going to write a gospel that's going to play 2,000 years later and you want to make Jesus the hero, don't write it this way, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's one of the things that convinces me of the truth of the gospel is that either they thought the coming generations would be total idiots to believe this, you know, or it's true, because this is really anti-hero stuff all the way through. You can only understand suffering, and I put that in quotes, understand it, as you contemplate the suffering of God incarnate, who embraces all of this. And by embracing, I mean he takes up in his own flesh all of these senseless deaths, these genocides, these holocausts, you name it, whatever it is that we cannot make sense of, he takes it up in his own flesh, dies and rises with it, and glorifies it at the right hand of God. And that's what we're looking forward to. We are looking forward to the heaven's eye perspective of how this comes out, and the promise is the sight is glorious.
That's soundbite number two, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. Here is soundbite number three. It's Wendy Wright responding to the contention that gay couples want children too, so let them adopt.
The point of adoption is not to make adults feel good. The point of adoption is to make sure that children are well taken care of and that they're in homes that are the best. And the best, all the evidence is, children need a mother and a father, not two fathers, not two mothers. And so we ought to be placing children who are in really special need because they have, in one form or another, lost their own parents. They should be given a priority of being placed in the kinds of homes that will be the best for them. And this should also be a wake-up call to many Christians to step forward to adopt these children.
That's soundbite number three. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Get ready to vote because here's soundbite number four. It's Pastor Rob Jarvis on the Holy Spirit's job.
I like to consider the Holy Spirit like a tour guide. A tour guide does not flip open his wallets and show to you all the pictures of his family and talk about his background and all of his friends and so on. And if the Holy Spirit were to be calling attention to himself, he'd be a really lousy tour guide when his responsibility is to point us to Christ, or as he says to the disciples in John 16, to bring back all that they had been taught. And so he's always pointing to Christ, so that the whole issue and the reason why there's so much ink spilled when it comes to the Holy Spirit is the talk of the ministry, the work of the means of grace, where we see the Holy Spirit working.
All right, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 4th of September. We want to hear your votes for Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Twitter us at IssuesETC or send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Should it be Soundbite number one, Pastor Scott Murray on Preachers Who Don't Preach, Law and Gospel? Should it be Soundbite number two, Pastor Bill Swirla on Was Jesus a Senseless Death? Or soundbite number three, Wendy Wright on responding to gay couples want children too, and so let's let them adopt. Or should it be soundbite number four on this Friday afternoon, Pastor Rob Jarvis on the Holy Spirit's job? The listener with the best reason for their vote will get an LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues T-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pen. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. This email comes from Paul in Colorado. My vote is for Pastor Scott Murray, soundbite number one. In a world afflicted with televangelists, pastors who aren't preaching the full strength of the law's accusations and the full sweetness of the gospel's forgiveness are doing a disservice to their ordination and their congregations. Joel Osteen and his counterparts may proclaim your best life now and become a better you, but they're leading their flocks to hell because our best life now is rotten to the core and my better me is still worthy of the death Christ suffered in my place. I like how Pastor Murray puts it when he says that without the law and gospel, we're lulling our people to death. Not only to death, but eternal damnation. Thank you very much for that vote. When we come back, your votes for Soundbite of the Week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
LCMS Inc. canceled this. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. Stay informed. Read the new broadcast transcripts on this subject. You'll find them at the top of the on-demand page at issuesetc.org. These transcripts are a must-read for every layperson and pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Issuesetc.org. Click on demand.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit theclcc.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to theclcc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. In the last 15 minutes, we're playing Soundbite of the Week. I want your votes for whichever soundbite you think should be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, September the 4th. Let's see what Tim says. He's calling from his car. Hi, Tim.
Hi. My pick is soundbite number 3, and for two reasons. The first reason is I love her opening line, you don't adopt children to make yourself feel good. Second reason is I really think this is a message that needs to be instilled and broadcast and made known, because to me it's such a red flag that homosexual couples aren't even allowed to have biological children. That should be a red flag there of how unnatural that is.
Well, Tim, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. Sean in North Dakota. Hi, Sean.
Hi. Hey, you know, I love soundbite number 1, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to vote for Matt Harrison's soundbite last week because it was just that good.
So good, it deserves a vote even when it's not on the
it
docket.
It was just that good. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I mean, if somebody wants to vote for a previous soundbite, I guess that's all right. It won't go into the onto the count for today's. But yeah, it was that good, wasn't it? Thank you very much, Sean. Thanks for listening in North Dakota. A vote from Dave in West Virginia. Dave says, "I've got to give it to Wendy Wright today. Not so much to make your token female sound a little bit better, but because she points out the duh issue." In the whole adoption debate, for whom is adoption after all? It's for the child, not to make some potential parents feel better. We have plenty of evidence about what makes for a good home for a child, and among other things, it involves two parents, a male and a female, who are married to one another. Thanks for having guests who point out the obvious. Our culture needs to hear those obvious things. Dave, thank you very much. Thanks for your vote. Karen is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi, what's your vote today?
I'd like to vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Jarvis, because I've heard people say that the Lutherans don't talk about the Holy Spirit enough. You know, they're always talking about Jesus, and other denominations talk about the Holy Spirit and what he's doing in my life and how he's affected me, and they miss the whole point that it's about Jesus and not about us.
Karen, thank you very much. Smartest listeners in radio, got to say that. When I hear calls like Karen's, here is Scott in Oakwood, Illinois. Hi, Scott. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, Pastor. I need to vote for Wendy Wright for Soundbite of the Week. Any prospective adopting parent needs to realize it's not about you. I see too many children come out of broken homes that have a chance to be repaired. Placing children with two homosexual parents only moves children from a broken home to an irreparably broken home, and it's never in the child's best interest.
Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Oakwood. This email comes from Travis in Illinois. Travis says, I vote for soundbite number 4. 1 and 2 are oh so true and timeless. 3 resonates loudly with me personally right now, but 4 gives me a new understanding and appreciation for the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much, Travis. Thanks for listening in Illinois. In Mommy, Ohio, Joe votes saying, I was torn between Wendy Wright's profound defense of the defenseless and Pastor Scott Murray's very blunt characterization of what passes for preaching today. I vote for Scott Murray's soundbite. He says retired pastors complain that they can't find good law and gospel preaching. In my experience and many friends' experience, there's a dearth of good law and gospel preaching throughout the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It's not just retired pastors. Our people are being starved for lack of the true life-giving spiritual nourishment from the pulpit, and it shows. Thank you very much for your vote. Frank in North Carolina votes, says, with every segment moving to the second hour, I won't be able to call in live. Sorry, he says. My vote is for Pastor Murray's comment. There's a scruff mark on the curb in my little town because when I was listening to the segment and heard his comment, I immediately backed up the MP3 to be sure that I heard the comment correctly. In doing so, I overcorrected a bit and hit the curb. I was laughing so hard that I knew I just knew that this comment was going to be in the running. The reason for my pick is that it is refreshing to hear a theologian call a thing what it is in this day and age, and especially in this age of political correctness. And my vote is for Pastor Scott Murray all the way. Beth in Washington, Missouri says, my vote is for soundbite number three concerning adoption. I'm voting for number three because it puts adoption into the proper perspective. It isn't about the parents. It's about the welfare of the children. Studies show that children raised in traditional homes are physically, emotionally, and spiritually in better health. Thank you very much, Beth. Thanks for listening in Washington. Ben in Plano, Texas says, my vote is for soundbite number one, Pastor Scott Murray. There is a lot of crap preaching out there. Many Christian preachers perform preaching that is law-based by giving worshipers a checklist of things to do to earn salvation, yet ignoring God's law, which says that you are poor, miserable sinners from conception and condemned to hell based on your own merits. When the pure gospel is preached, we receive God's free, undeserved grace through the completed work of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ fulfilled God's law perfectly, not out of some arrogant checklist to achieve, but to pay for my sins and yours. The gospel should be preached in every sermon because it is our only hope and solution to fulfilling God's law and gaining eternal life. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Ben, thank you very much for that vote and for listening in Plano, Texas. Another vote, this one for soundbite number one from Jeff. He doesn't say where he's voting from, but he does vote for soundbite number one. Still time for your votes, 1-877-623-6943, or talkback at issuesetc.org. We're playing Soundbite of the Week, and I don't know who's in. I haven't been keeping track. The votes have been coming in too fast and furious. Who's in the lead? Soundbite number one so far, but I think three and four are probably giving Pastor Scott Murray a run for his money. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, talkback at issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter your votes to us even at this late hour at issuesetc. Don in Kansas has a vote. I vote for soundbite number one. The proper distinction between law and gospel is the most important test of a sermon and determines if it is a good sermon or a bad sermon. If it is not done right, the sermon is worthless, says Don. So many do not teach how serious sin is and its destructive nature. If man is not convinced of his sin, the gospel will be trampled underfoot. It is the gospel that produces saving faith. So many today want to make man feel good and confirm them in their sin, and the awful verdict is pronounced by the Savior on those who seek honor from men. Thank you very much, Don. Thanks for listening in Kansas. Matt in Nebraska says, I vote for soundbite number one as well. That seems to be piling up here. That makes it the winner, Pastor Scott Murray, soundbite number one, on preachers who don't preach law and gospel.
What I'm worried about is the people who have to listen to the crap that they call preaching. This is very sad. I mean, I hear this especially from retired clergy lamenting, you know, how they have to hunt around for a parish where law and gospel are properly divided in preaching. And the result is that God's people are fed something other than the divine word, accusing our sin, and then telling us of the great salvation in Christ. We don't want to just make friends with the law so that we're nice and close. We want to have the law kill us, put us to death, destroy us, so that the gospel can really give us life. If that's what's being preached, then people will truly have life. But if we don't preach the law, against our sin. This isn't living. Let's kill them so that Christ can raise them. This is what we want to do. So we're lulling our people to death if we're not preaching the full law with all its ferocity and the gospel with all of its luscious grace.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Scott Murray on Preachers Who Don't Preach Law and Gospel. The LPR bundle package this week, that's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pen, goes to Karen in St. Louis. If you will email us with your address and your shirt size, please, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everyone who voted and everybody who played Soundbite of the Week this week. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is the Lutheran Study Bible. This is a resource that is a long time coming, a study Bible that is distinctively reformational in its theology, in its study, in its scholarship. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's not sectarian. That is Catholic small c in the best universal sense. The Lutheran Study Bible, you can find it at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House and you can buy the Lutheran Study Bible, their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, the Lutheran Study Bible. Monday on Issues Etc., we talked to Dr. Arthur Just about Zacharias and Elizabeth, the parents, the elderly parents of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, and a fascinating discussion, I'm sure, is coming with Dr. Mark Knoll on global Christianity. That's Monday on Issues Etc. It is true, it is quite true, that if preachers are not doing what Christ has called them to do, it's very simple, it says, repentance and the forgiveness of sins preached in my name to the ends of the earth. The message cannot change. And this is the most relevant message a world of sinners and even the Christians in the church need to hear Sunday in, Sunday out, sermon after sermon. The repentance for sin and the forgiveness of sin in the name of Jesus Christ, law and gospel. That is what we are given to preach and proclaim every sermon, every Sunday, to every sinner. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois. 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.